Okay? Do you feel boxed in because you said our God is a God of faith and now you can't ask for soldiers? I'd have no problem asking for soldiers. And yes, we're walking by faith. Our God is protecting us. But our God also expects us to use our minds and to think what we're doing. You're not foolish to take soldiers with you. Anyway. But he felt awkward, felt ashamed. All right, so I get that. We fasted and sought our God concerning this matter, and he listened to our entreaty. So, starts with a prayer meeting, and God listened. Then verses 24 through 32, they divide the wealth between their various groups and arrived in Jerusalem safety. And this is kind of smart too. If you're traveling, don't have one person carrying the entire funds and, you know, divide it up amongst you and have a lot of it hidden away. Little helpful hints. I'm going to run out of time before I tell the story. But yeah, we had a scary episode in the Philippines one time where I was on the verge of getting mugged. All right. But thankfully, Cliff and B3 were there to look out for me, so it worked out. So, verse 24, I set apart 12 of the leading priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and with them 10 of their brothers. And I weighed out to them the silver, the gold, the utensils, the offering for the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his princes of all, and all Israel present there had offered. And I weighed into their hands 650 talents of silver. That's a ton of silver. Isn't it like 75 pounds per talent? Okay. And silver utensils worth 100 talents and 100 gold talents and 20 gold bowls worth 1,000 derricks and 2 utensils of fine shiny bronze, precious as gold. And remember, no soldiers. Okay. And I said to them, you are holy to the Lord and the utensils are holy and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord God of your fathers. Watch and keep them until you weigh them before the leading priests, the Levites, and the heads of the fathers' households of Israel at Jerusalem in the chambers of the house of the Lord. So the priests and the Levites accepted the weighed out silver and gold and utensils to bring them to Jerusalem to the house of our God. So yeah, divided up, everybody carries their load, and nobody ran off and absconded with their portion and whatever. Could have drawn an early retirement and fled to wherever. All right. Then we journeyed from the river Ahava on the 12th of the first month to go to Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was over us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and the ambushes by the way. Thus we came to Jerusalem and remained there 3 days. I really want to know more about verse 31. Which ambushes were those? How many were there? Exactly how did he deliver them? Did he tip them off? By the way, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, there's going to be an ambush over here, so go that way instead of this way. We just don't know. Okay, we have similar briefings to that from other prophets, from other Old Testament examples. But God is delivering them, so there you have it. Probably very similar to how Moses led them through the wilderness, right? With the cloud by day and the fire by night, and turning the various directions that they turned, avoiding the trouble that they could have gotten into. All right, finally then, verses 33 through 36. Successfully delivering their offerings to the temple and issuing King Artaxerxes' decree to the satraps and the governors. So on the fourth day, the silver and the gold and the utensils were weighed out in the house of our God and into the hands of Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the priest. And with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas. And with them were the Levites, Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binui. Everything was numbered and weighed, and all the weight was recorded at that time. And the exiles who had come from the captivity offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, 12 male goats for a sin offering, all as a burnt offering to the Lord. And they delivered the king's edict to the king's satraps, to the governors in the provinces beyond the river. I imagine that went over well. And they supported the people and the house of God. All right, now we do have the mixed marriage issue when we get into chapter 9. That will be, look at the schedule here. So tonight is 7 and 8. Yes, tomorrow will be Ezra 9 and 10, but we also have to introduce Nehemiah 1 and 2. Not sure what order I'll do that in. I guess I'll do Nehemiah first and then Ezra. That's how Rhodes put it. But if I change my mind before tomorrow night, don't be surprised. I might just want to continue on through 9 and 10. All right. Any questions? We have a couple minutes. I was going to look up one thing if I had time. I don't remember now. Oh, all the Zecharias. Yeah, anytime you come across the name Zechariah, bring it up in your fact book, because there are so many of them. And they give you the key article. They tend to promote their own lexicon. And it's a good resource. But then you can also go down and find some of your other resources. But yeah, Zechariah is the Greek equivalent. There's the Hebrew and the Greek for it. Let's see what I did there. I typed the Hebrew name. So yeah, there's Zechariah the prophet. And there are so many different Zecharias. I think my favorite lexicon, let me see. Well, let's just bring up Lexham. So yeah, and these kind of dictionaries are going to help. These kind of dictionaries are going to help you sort out the different people that all have the same name and the issues there. Okay? Did we have a question? Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Let's get a microphone, though, so that, Adam, can you grab that microphone real quick?
Could you say something about the anointing before they leave?
The anointing?
Yes.
Yeah. What verse did you see that in?
This is different ones.
Oh, okay.
Well, Samson had anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was anointed.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anointing is a Hebrew practice. It's brought into the church age as well. In fact, it's the verb to smear with oil is the verb that underlies the noun Messiah, Mashiach. And it speaks to the Messiah or the Christ. And so prophets were anointed, priests were anointed, kings were anointed, other special messengers would be anointed. What it refers to a consecration and a dedicated service is what it speaks to. In the New Testament, we all have an anointing because every believer today is anointed by the Holy Spirit from the moment of our salvation. So we have the universal anointing there, just as believers in the church age. So yeah, the anointing is a tremendous blessing from the Lord, and like I say, it speaks to prophets, priests, and kings in the Old Testament, and Jesus was, of course, all three. And that's why he has that title. That's what Messiah speaks to. It doesn't speak to Savior. It doesn't speak to, we have other things that we think Messiah means. It actually means the Anointed One. And he is the faithful servant that's doing the Father's will in that. So, no, I appreciate that. That's a great question. Okay. Tams.
Just a quick one, not looking to contradict, but it seems like you had said that they sent this, told Ahasuerus, hey, they're building the temple, do something about it. Mm-hmm. It seems like you said, well, they didn't really do anything about it, but it looks like he did. He searched it out. Hey, you guys need to stop building.
Mm-hmm.
So did he?
Yeah, there was an early letter where he said, stop building, and I'm going to look into it and issue a later decree. Uh-huh. And then there's a later decree when he tells Ezra to go and do what you're doing. And then there's still another decree that we're going to see that he puts it in writing for Nehemiah to go and not only build the temple, but to build the city, to build the walls, and to establish Jerusalem as a defendable city. And that's the decree that we'll pay attention to tomorrow night in Nehemiah chapter 2.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it is really easy for your head to spin because this text will bounce back and forth between Ahasuerus and Artaxerxes and Darius gets mentioned, and there's more than one Darius, and so sometimes you're left wondering, well, wait a minute, is this the first Darius, the second Darius? Which Darius is this? Keep your Darius's, your Darii, keep your Darii straight related to these things. All right. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your grace and truth. Thank you for your faithfulness. We give you the praise and the glory, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And thank you for keeping the migraine away. That was an answer to prayer. Ooh, cake and ice cream. Happy birthday, Joe.